I announced for my last term that this was going to be my the final term of my career. And, you know, since that point in time, I've rethought the situation. You know, a couple of things have changed since that time, and one of them being that Brian Bachman was killed, and he and I had really wanted him to be the next sheriff following my tenure. And but that's not the sole reason. The reasons are numerous. Mostly, I enjoy the job. I love the job, and I'm just not ready to retire. And there's some things that I think I still want to work on in our community, and there's certainly some direction that we've taken in the organization that I want to continue working in that direction. So I'm just not ready to retire.
So what are some of the things that you want to get accomplished?
You know, when I first ran back in 1996, before the turn of the century, I said I was going to be the sheriff for the 21st century. And my intent was that we were going to bring, you know, innovations and technology into the organization. And I'm very proud of what we've done over my five terms as sheriff. And I think anybody can recognize the changes that we've made and the advances that we've made, not only, you know, in the law enforcement side, but also the jail side. And so, you know, I'm very proud of that. We've got a jail that's state-of-the-art, and as far as, you know, corrections go, we're, you know, leading the way across the country with our direct supervision jail and our inmate behavior management program. And, you know, so I want to continue that. And, you know, in the patrol division, we're using state-of-the-art equipment in our patrol vehicles and taking advantage of some LTE technology that nobody else in Texas and is using. And, you know, we may be, and I believe we are, the first law enforcement agency to be fully functional using band class 14 or the FirstNet spectrum of the LTE public safety network.
And if you could translate that a little bit, what's the practical impact for those who aren't familiar with that kind of technology? What can you do now that you weren't able to do before or do better?
Well, the LTE technology is, you know, very similar to our cell phone technology, or exactly the same. But band class 14 is a dedicated bandwidth for public safety, and it's being built out across the country. And through our collaboration with Harris County, we've actually got a node there in College Station, and we've been able to build out with all of our patrol vehicles now modems that accept band class 14. And so we're able to push data from the vehicle or to the vehicles. And, you know, that type of technology is quite an advancement for law enforcement. I can sit at my desk, and on my computer, I can pull up any one of the cameras and get live streaming video from any one of our patrol vehicles. We're working right now with Panasonic to beta test and test their second generation body-worn cameras, which will allow us to have wireless connection to this same technology. And so ultimately, when that's all in place, we could view a body camera live streaming. So, you know, that technology is incredible advancement and has lots of applications in law enforcement and public safety. And to be the first law enforcement organization and really public safety organization to go fully operational with that is, you know, something I'm very proud of. And it's something that I hope we can build out across Texas. And we're working with the state and the DPS to help them sell the idea across the state. And so, you know, that's one of the programs I'd like to continue. Of course, our crisis intervention team, our work within the community with mental health patients and responding to crises in the community where mental health is the root cause, and you know, rather than taking those folks to jail, if the situation would allow it, and we find the proper treatment for them within the community or into a state hospital facility, get the treatment they need rather than seeing them put in jail where we really can't treat those kind of facilities, those kind of disorders. So that program I'm really proud of, and we're doing some things again that are different than a lot of other agencies that might be using this similar model, is that we have our deputies doing a caseload, and each of our four crisis intervention team deputies go out and work with the consumers that have been in crisis before, and we try to keep them out of crisis. If they miss an appointment in MHMR, or we know they're about to run out of their medication, or their family calls and says, you know, they're just not acting right today, then the deputy checks with them, and, you know, we get them the help that they need and avert those crises. And, you know, we've averted this last year 180 people from jail. Normally would have gone to jail, but instead they went to get the treatment that was necessary and keep them out of jail. And so the things that we avert by keeping people out of crisis, you know, it's hard to say, but, you know, obviously, you know, they don't go in crisis, and we're more than likely averting some dangerous situations by keeping them out of crisis. So that's something that we're trying to help develop throughout our community, but also across the state, and helping others to adopt that best models. So those are the things that I'm proud of and that I'd like to continue working on as the sheriff of Brazos County.
Sounds like you've been able to get so much accomplished, and I know it's not all about you. And maybe you would say that you're only the one that is directing things and
right.
and leading the band.
Right.
I think I know you well enough that you're not going to take much of the credit for all this.
Right.
But having said that, sounds like you've had a full rewarding career. If I math this right, what, 36 years with the sheriff's office and the
35.
Five terms?
I had 35 years with the sheriff's office, and then at the end of this term, it'll be 20 years as sheriff.
Sounds like you deserve retirement.
Yeah, you know, when you sit down and start thinking about it, though, it's kind of hard to admit that that time has come. And, you know, my family's very supportive of me, and, you know, everything just works out that another term is something I'd love to do. And you're right, you know, I haven't gotten to here without a lot of help. Obviously, the community has supported us, and when we passed the $55 million jail bond election, and the commissioner's court, you know, has been there and funded us to the levels that they, you know, felt like need to occur. And so, you know, I'm proud of Brazos County. I'm proud of the support that we have across the board, and I just wish to continue that.
I know I'm a little bit late to the game in visiting with you about this subject, but it also gives me an opportunity to ask, since the word has been out for a while that you are going to seek re-election, what's been the reaction?
You know, a lot of folks have been very supportive. My staff, for one, they're excited that I'm going to continue to lead the sheriff's office, hopefully, if I get reelected. And, you know, a lot of those have been with me through my career, and, are, you know, their careers are coming to an end as well. And the idea that they could continue and finish that career working under my leadership, I think, is important to some of them. And I think, you know, out in the community, I've had nothing but positive support and congratulations. And they said that they really are appreciative of my service and look forward to continuing to work with me.
finally, something that may be a little presumptuous on my part, but part of this decision did involve the death of Brian Bachman. I'm curious if there's someone else that you would like to see groomed perhaps over the next 4 years.
Right. You know, that's something that's in the back of my mind for sure. We want to sustain the sheriff's organization and continue it in the direction that we've gone. So, you know, I'll be certainly mindful of hopefully developing a candidate that would follow me and carry it on.
Have I missed anything?
I can't think of anything.
I wasn't. I was planning a year from now to have an interview where you've said a lot of the same stuff you've said today, and I guess we'll repeat this again in 5 years.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's it was a very easy decision, honestly. I wasn't ready for retirement, and I hope I get the opportunity to continue to serve Brazos County.
The only other thing I can think of, the timing, why now?
Why announce now?
Now as opposed to closer to the, I'm not even sure when the start of the filing season for next year's elections are.
You know, filing is in November, but I was getting people that were saying, what are you going to do? And questions about, you know, my plans. And so I thought it was important that I make that public announcement and kind of answer their questions.